Hey there, Grandma. It's Nema here. Today is the final Wednesday in April, our financial literacy month, and we would have been discussing living benefits, the new life insurance, living benefits as a component in your life insurance to make certain you're protecting your health. However, we will use this time to send our condolences and encouragements to families that have suffered loss. To the family of my eldest grandson, the Harris family, in the loss of Levi's great-grandmother. We'll be back. Meet us on the inside. It's Wednesday!
And it's time for another joke!
And it's time for another joke.
Me first.
Here's the joke.
Me first.
What do you call a crying camel?
A hot tear.
A humpback whale.
Bro.
Ah! Because whales live in water.
Nothing you say.
No. The camel was wailing, crying.
What?
Welcome to Winlow with Nema.
And Joe.
I'm Krista here, aka Nema. I'm an evangelist, learning coach, mom of two, and Nema of three.
I'm Josiah. I'm a Lego builder, second grader, and called by God to be a Christian warrior.
Hey there, Grandma. If you're searching for biblical strategies to train your kingdom kid, you're in the right place. Deuteronomy 4, 9, and 10 tells us to teach our children and grandchildren to obey God's commands. So if you're ready to win low, why not laugh on Wednesday? We'll provide you with practical tips to laugh and live,
love and learn,
while inspiring you to build a legacy as well. So chillax,
grab a snack,
and enjoy the podcast.
Hey,
it's win low with Nema
and Joe.
And Joe, today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. This is the final Wednesday of April of our financial literacy month. But today, we're going to take this time during this episode to send our condolences to a couple of families that are near and dear to us. First, to the family of my eldest grandson, Levi.
Yeah.
We want to offer our condolences to his great-grandmother, to his mom's paternal grandmother, and their loss. We know, Levi, that you were very, very close to your great-grandma, and we feel your pain. We know that your family has suffered a great loss, but we want to tell you that we love you. We care about you. We are here for you. We send our comfort to you and your family. What do you want to say, Josiah?
I want to say, Levi, I'm sorry for your loss. I love you, and I'll always be there for you when you're sad and you're feeling down. And Levi, I just want you to know, I know how you're feeling. I lost somebody very close to me too. And Levi, it's going to be okay.
Amen. Amen. And if we were to leave you, Levi, with any words, we will offer our condolences as found in the 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, the third and fourth verses. And the New Living Translation, it states, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us.
Yes.
So we leave you with that, Levi, knowing that God, the God of all comfort, he sees all, he knows all, and he cares. He cares about you and your entire family. So be strengthened in knowing that. And Josiah, we also want to send our condolences to the Rowe family, one of your favorite teachers.
Yeah.
Mrs. Rowe, she lost her grandfather last week. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. So we offer our condolences, Mrs. Rowe, to your family in the loss of your grandfather. We know these are trying times. But the Bible also declares, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We pray that your grandfather was the one in your life that left great memories that you can come back to and think upon. And we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we hope that blesses you and comforts you, sent from the God of all comfort.
And I just want to say, Miss Rowe, I'm sorry for the loss, and I know how you're feeling. And Miss Rowe, I'll be there, and I'll have the best backgrounds on every class.
She does love your backgrounds, doesn't she? Yeah.
And Miss Rowe, I love you, and I'll surprise you.
To you and your family, Miss Rowe, from the Lennon family, we love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So now we're moving to our Winlow Wonders. Guys, Josiah asks me every week, Nema, did you meet any Winlow Wonders? And Josiah, I have to tell you, I met some amazing people in the last week. Let me just shout out some amazing people that I've met, okay?
Okay.
I've had great conversations with Mr. Tai Chi and Mrs. Corey, husband and wife. I spoke with both of them, but it was a conversation that I had with Mr. Tai Chi. It was a very short conversation, but we were able to connect on certain things that we enjoyed and how things are moving in life. It's just so nice to be nice. Mm-hmm. My uncle used to say, it's so nice to be nice. It's nice when you meet kind people and you're able to have great conversation. It just makes you feel warm inside knowing that there are so many great people in the world. You know what I mean, Josiah?
Yeah.
So shout out to Mr. Tai Chi and Miss Corey. And also another shout out to Ma'am Du. I met Ma'am Du. Very nice young man. Very nice. He shared with me about how he lost his mom at a young age and how his aunt raised him. And he's just a very special young man. And I love to encourage people, wherever they are in their walk, to let them know that they're not alone and to let them know that they're doing a great job. But more importantly, that God sees them. So mark that down too, Josiah. That was Ma'am Du and his fiance, LaTanya, that he was so excited about sharing his life with her. Very great couple. So that was another one of our wonders for the week. And I also had the opportunity to meet Miss Sandra. Miss Sandra was so full of life, vitality. We had such a great conversation. I just love meeting people that are very positive, that love God, that knows God, but and that are living an abundance of life. Because you can't meet people that claim to know God, but then they are mean and nasty. Do you understand it, Josiah?
No.
I don't understand it. So as a believer, as a lover of God, as one who has the same spirit, the Bible says in Galatians 5 that if we're walking in the spirit, that we should be exhibiting the fruit of the spirit. And one being love, joy. How about joy? Full of joy. So I love that about Miss Sandra, and I appreciated the conversation that we had. Now here's our final Winlow Wonder, Josiah. Yeah. His name is Sebastian.
Compassion?
His name is Sebastian.
Sebastian.
Yes, a very, very nice young man. We had a conversation, and I had the privilege of just talking with him and encouraging him to be all who God purpose for him to be. And Sebastian may never hear this, but I wanted to just put this out in the atmosphere, just put it out on our podcast that I had the opportunity to speak with him just a few days ago. And we had a great conversation. Guys, that's our Winlow Wonders, because the mission of our Winlow Wonders is just to be an encouragement to people everywhere. You never know what people are going through, you know, Josiah? And so that's why we take this time to send words of encouragement to people who have crossed our paths. Amen?
Amen.
Hey, Levi, did you hear what Nama did?
Yep, she launched Winlow Solutions, an insurance
agency that offers personalized service tailored to your specific needs.
So whether you need a final expense policy, a plan for your grandchildren, or even a retirement solution, NAMA has got you covered.
That's right, Joe. So let's connect. Click on the link in the description for more information.
The sooner the better.
Yep, we know life is busy, but get coverage, gain peace of mind, and create generational wealth. Why not today?
So call today, 833-WINLOW-00, or visit our website
at Winlow Solutions.
You're not just the policy number.
You're part of our family.
Bye, y'all.
Hey there, Winlow crew. Before you leave, if this podcast has blessed you in any way, please, please, please support us by leaving a review and subscribing to our channel on Apple Podcasts. We will personally read every one of them. We also invite you to join our Winlow community at bit.ly/Winlow community. The link is in the show notes. And remember to make this daily affirmation found in Isaiah 54:13. All my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. We'll meet you in the next episode. Bye for now.